ladies and gentlemen. Jesse the Finest, thank you for tuning in today. Well, this is a special day here at our ministry. This is our 300th Faith to Facts. 300, my Lord. I didn't realize it was that many, but people just love it. It's a little five-minute segment. It is such a blessing of the Lord. I want to talk about something that I believe a lot of people try to operate in, and it doesn't work very well. First, I believe in the God of a second chance, but I don't believe in secondhand faith. God never gave us secondhand faith or used faith. He gives us a faith that is just brilliant and powerful and coming every day from the Most High God. Look what he says in Mark 11, 22 through 24. Very famous scripture to people that are word of faith. Jesus answered and said to them, now watch this, he said, have faith in God. You can't do that secondhand. You gotta believe. Seek ye first. You can't have second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth till you seek ye first. See, the kingdom of God. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, now this is Jesus talking, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he say shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever. Notice the word whatsoever. It's three words in one word. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. He asked. Now, that's amazing to me. Whatsoever. Good God. Then he said, that what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive. Not when you receive it, but when you pray. See, so when you receive it, all it is manifestation. See what I'm saying? When you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. Now, it says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith, it's impossible. That's a big word, to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Now, watch this. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You got to understand this about God. God is a giver and a rewarder. So when you sow a seed, whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial, you must receive a harvest. How can you not believe in prosperity when it's both sides of the coin? Now, I'm not talking about falling in love with money. Nothing wrong with money because we live in an economic world. But you have to understand it takes money to function in this life. See, and you know, the reason why a lot of people struggle to receive finance is because they work in secondhand faith. Well, I'm going to try that. Well, not trying don't get nothing done. Doing does. Be you therefore a doer of the word, not a hearer, deceiving yourself. But the worst thing you can do is receive yourself. Deceive yourself. Think about that for a minute. Good God. I mean, who's going to catch all the hell? You are, because you deceived yourself. He said, what things ever you desire? That's big. When you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have it. My God, man, how many times Jesus has got to say that? I'm going to read Mark 11, 22 to 24. I can quote it all. I mean, it's in me. But I just want you to get it. What Jesus answered said to them, have faith in God, not secondhand. Faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea. You got to tell your mountain where to go. You tell everybody else where to go, right? Yeah. So why can't you tell your mountain where to go? Why to be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe those things which you say shall come to pass. What you say shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, my God, I like that. What things soever you desire when you pray. Oh, I love that. Believe that you receive and you shall have them. We're believing God for a lot of big things here at Jesse the Planet's ministry. In the natural, it's not here, but I already got it. Because that's faith. See, when it manifests, that's all it is manifestation. With things to every desire. Believing God for a $20 million donor. Because we got two projects that are going to cost about $8 to $10 million apiece. Now, you know, I wish they were cheaper. Who wouldn't? I mean, you know, but it's not. That's okay. We pray, we believe, we receive, we shall. No other choice in the matter. I will not take no for an answer. Why? Because Jesus said, what things soever you desire. Now, I am pleasing God every day in my life saying, I have faith for it. Think about that. Yet, it's not physically there. But every time I say, thank you, Father, for doing that for me, it just pleases him. That's having faith in God. Woo! Yeah, and I know he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking the Lord today? Faith, that fact. You'll have what you say, not some of the time, but all the time. Till next week, I love you. See you. Bye-bye.